WGN Radio. First of all, can you kind of just go through the process of the last few weeks? Were you surprised that you weren't franchised? Were you surprised that they let you go to even have this opportunity to sign here?
I wasn't. You know, it's something I had talked to with my agent. You know, I mean, we kind of played we had talked about a lot of the possible scenarios, you know. So, I mean, once we kind of were told that that wasn't likely, you know, we had kind of just kind of shifted our gear elsewhere, you know, to other possibilities. So I wasn't surprised. It was a good fit for me. You know, when you look at the possible situations, you know, once they hired Coach Nagy, you know, and I was able to even play against Kansas City and kind of just, Kansas City was a team that played a lot of primetime games. You know, so once you kind of see the offense that he runs, you know, how everything gets run, you know, with the quarterback situation, you know, being close to home, you know, there's a lot of factors that played in my favor.
Alan, Dan Reeder's credit, what specifically struck you about this offense?
Just the versatility of it. You know, you see a lot of big plays, you know, you see some dink and dunk plays, you know, you see everybody being involved, you know. It's something that just looked fun to play in, you know. So, I mean, with me, again, just watching Kansas City, and they had success on offense. You know, that's a big thing. You know, I mean, Kansas City has had success on offense now for the past few years. So, I mean, just being able to watch them, like I said, they played a lot of primetime games. You know, and this year, by me being injured, you know, I was really able to digest a lot of football.
Alan, great digs from Tribune. What are your thoughts on Trubisky? Watch him from far at all? Do you know much about him? Your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I remember last year, I want to say it was a night game, maybe, I think, against Green Bay. You know, and it was some throws that he made in that game, you know, and I know some players on the team then, you know, and I had just and I was like, wow, these guys really have a quarterback, you know. So just for me, really just kind of watching him play, you know, and just, again, I know some guys on the team. So Chicago was a team that I had watched a few times, you know, so I got a chance to kind of watch him play, you know, and I saw a lot of good things.
Alan, Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune. Can you take us through your mental process from the injury, understanding it was your contract year, to lose the year, and to kind of go through that, watching the Jags have this type of success that they did without you to get to this point?
Yeah, for me, it wasn't fun at all. You know, it was something that that was very unsettling. You know, not to the point of them having success, but, you know, for me working so hard from a time where I came in there to a 3-13 organization, you know, to being able to get to that point, you know, it definitely was tough to watch.
What about, you know, your own situation, knowing that you had kind of put it all into 2017, understanding that you weren't going to be able to sort of play your way?
Yeah, same. You know, I would say that going into that season was, you know, one of the best off seasons that I had, you know, just from a training standpoint. You know, I thought I really polished my game a lot. You know, it was the best that I felt coming into the season, you know, just from a efficiency standpoint as a receiver, you know, health-wise, you know. So I thought I had a lot going coming into that year.
Where does that leave you now in terms of understanding that 2015 is, you know, 2-3 years ago now, and wanting to get back to the type of production that was?
Yeah, most definitely, you know. But I think for me, something that I think goes a little bit unnoticed that I know of is, you know, playing in 2016, it may not have been the results that I wanted in 2015, you know, but I know for a fact I was a better player. You know, when you put on the tape, you know, it was some plays that was left out there that, I mean, I can say that I left some of them plays out there, you know. So, I mean, again, with kind of just how my seasons had gone, you know, in 2016 I was 5-6 catches away, you know, from probably having 1,100 yards and 2 touchdowns away from about 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns. So, you know, I mean, it wasn't nothing that really that I really lost sleep of at night. You know, I knew where I had to improve at, and I knew what direction I wanted to go in.
Hey, Alan, as a guy from Chicago sometimes, where are you in your recovery? What are you able to do now?
Yeah, you know, so right now I'm getting into my sprinting progression, you know. So I'm back doing that. I'm back doing some plyos, some pretty explosive jumps and things like that. You know, so I'm getting back into football movements.
Do you have anything targeted camp?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I think that's something, again, that Chicago, you know, since I've been in the process of talking to my agent, you know, that's something that they understood, you know. So, and again, they understood even then from them communicating to my trainers in Jacksonville, you know, where I had, you know, just my progression along those lines, you know. So it was something that we were all on the same page with, you know, and that was definitely another thing for me, you know, throughout the process was, you know, beneficial to me. You know, it was, again, they understand the circumstance of where I'm coming from. You know, they know the player I am.
So, Mark already can score. Just to clarify, do you think you'll be full force in July?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah, I'll be fully clear for camp.
Alan, okay. Kevin Fishman from The Athletic. People talk about your route running. Ryan Pace mentioned it. How in your football career, going back to high school, college, whatever, how did you kind of hone that?
You know, I would date it back to college. You know, college, I was fortunate enough to play for a coach who came from the NFL. You know, who had coached receivers in the NFL and also quarterbacks. And, you know, he was an offensive coordinator, you know. So he was an offensive-minded guy who wanted me help elevate my game to that, you know. So I mean, he kind of set for me the standards and what I would need to do to be successful in this league, you know. And I know route running is a big part of it, you know. I know for me, I'm 24 years old right now, you know, reaching the peak of my athleticism, but you know, that's not something that I want to just rely on the rest of my career. You know, I want to also, you know, be athletic, but I want to be polished and a technician as well.
Chris Ellis, 670 The Score. Do you have a sense as you explore this option as to how you and Mitchell Trubisky can help advance each other's careers?
Most definitely. You know, for me, watching what Coach Nagy did at Kansas City, you know, I think it has a lot of versatility, you know, that I can be used in many different ways, you know, in this offense. You know, I'll be able to play inside, play outside, you know, have some deep shots, you know, work the short game and things like that, you know. So I think with us just, you know, being able to kind of have that versatility from each other, you know, we really can expand each other's game, you know.
Jay, just think of it, NBC Sports Chicago. Kind of that being said, this is a team that hasn't won a lot recently. What sort of sells you on the upside of this team?
I think, the coach, the quarterback, you know, some of the players, again, it's been a top ten defense, you know, the past two seasons, you know. So, I mean, bringing in some guys like Taylor Gabriel, you know, Trey and myself, you know, some guys who have played in good offenses, you know, and who have had production, you know. And I think it's, for me as a player, you know, it's not my job to make Mitch's job easier. It's to make his job easy. So, I mean, that's something that I want to come in here and do.
Coming up with Blake Bortles, what can you – take from that experience and bring to
it? You know, it's something where I was fortunately enough, you know, in my second year, you know, my quarterback was in his second year as well. You know, so not, I won't say, you know, too much from a Mitch's standpoint, you know, but I know from my standpoint, I'll be able to make his job, you know, easy. That's my goal. You know, again, that's what I came in here for. You know, I came in here to make those plays, you know, to make those catches, you know, to make his job easy. Yeah, I did. You know, some guys that had reached out to me is like Todd Gurley is a guy that I've been in contact with, you know, a lot. I've grown to become pretty good friends with him. You know, he went through the same injury as me, you know, and it wasn't a contract year, but it was his year coming to the NFL. You know, so I think that's just as significant. So I've talked to him, you know, he's kind of, you know, just kind of kept me abreast of how the process goes, you know, and things like that.
Were there frustrating points during the rehab?
I would say it wasn't so much frustrating just as far as, you know, one, I wasn't out on the field, you know, that was a big thing. And, but, as well, you know, I had in my mind, you know, the kind of process that it was, you know. So, I mean, again, two of my close buddies, you know, went through the same injury as me, you know. So at the same time, I knew that it would be a process, you know, I knew that I would have to have patience, you know. So for me, I wanted to get back to 100%, and I knew that patience would be one of the biggest things in that.
Yeah.
Both of them play basketball. Both of them play overseas right now.
Alan, how about Christian Pro Football League?
Fair or not, we know what you're getting paid.
How does it feel at the age of 24 to be known you're guaranteed tens of millions of dollars? And how do you avoid the natural tendency of that impact your work effort and your drive?
For me, like you said, I'm 24 years old. You know, I've had some highs in my career, and I've had some lows in my career. You know, so. For me, I know the type of player that I want to be in this league when it's all said and done. You know, and I think that for me, you know, looking at what Chicago provided from an overall standpoint was, I think that they would allow me to do that. You know, this is not something where I just want to come here, you know, I know I signed for 3 years, but this is not just a 3-year thing for me. You know, I mean, in my eyes, I want to retire a Chicago Bear. So, I mean, it's a lot for me riding on this.
Just forgetting the work part of it. Most of us can never imagine.
You know, again, I mean, it just depends on how you go about it. You know, at the same time, you know, it's good, but it's still a lot more on my mind right now as far as, you know, getting back to 100%, you know, coming out here, you know, helping change this organization, you know, back around, you know, and try to bring the Lombardi Trophy, you know. So that's the biggest thing, you know. So I got a little bit more on my mind than that.
Alan, Mark Potash from the Sun-Times. I'm sure you're 100% confident that you know, in your recovery. But what did you get that there's a little bit of a question mark? Will you be the same player you were before the injury? Do you understand that there's a little bit of doubt or question mark there?
Yeah, I understand it's a question from the media. I mean, not from me. I mean, I know how I'm going to go about this thing, and I know the type of player I'm going to be. So, I mean, for me, it's no questions.
What indications have you had? I know you haven't played any football, but based on what you've seen, what indications do you have that you will be the same player?
I know myself, so.
couple more.
Alan, would you describe your conversations with Coach Nagy?
They've been good. You know what I mean? Since the time I stepped foot in here, you know, Coach Nagy is one of those guys who just breeds, you know, positive energy. You know, so, I mean, along with that, you know, and off and him also, you know, just being the guy he is, you know, he's made me feel, you know, welcome, you know, confident in being here, you know, confident in the direction that this organization is going in.
Alan, Prince, Emma Kamara talked to us this morning. You talked up your basketball game a little bit. How has that helped you in your football career?
I would say it's helped, you know, I would say it's helped definitely as far as how much basketball I play early on. You know what I mean? For me, I haven't really probably been on the basketball court in about 4 to 5 years now. So, but I think it's one of those things, you know, when you just you kind of develop some of the skills in basketball, you know, when just come from the overall, you know, controlling your athleticism, you know, from like a rebounding standpoint and certain movements that really translate over to the football field.
Alan, what are your personal goals for this season of being a Chicago Bear?
Some of my personal goals, I just want to come here and help this team win games. You know, that's the biggest thing, you know, for me is I'm not setting any statistical goals or things like that. You know, I know if I come here, you know, and bring what I bring to the table, you know, at the end of the day, I'll help get this team wins, you know, and that's why we're all here. We're all here to help bring wins here.
Alan, how would you characterize the relationship as needed between a quarterback and the
receiver? I would say, you know, it has to just be a lot of communication there. You know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, each and every time, each and every play, you got to see things through the same set of eyes, you know, and that's my goal.
Alan, Bob LeGuerre from Pro Football Weekly. People already look at you as the go-to guy in this offense. How do you deal with those kind of expectations as a 24-year-old guy coming off a serious injury?
You know, I mean, that's why they brought me here, you know. So, I mean, that's why I was drafted to Jacksonville was, you know, to come there and make plays, you know. So, I mean, in this league, for me, that's always been, you know, what I brought to the offense. You know, is a playmaking ability. I mean, they didn't bring me here, you know, to not make plays. So, I mean, that's always been the MO.
Alan, are you comfortable with number 12?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, for me, I wanted to get out of 15. I wanted to have a fresh new start. You know, so I like 12.
Alan, John Ball from NBC Sports. You know, Prince, I think, described playing against you as a nightmare. How would you describe your style? The injury, did you feel cheated out of the season? Describe yourself as a player at this point, coming at this point in your career.
You know, I think for me, what I bring to the table is a lot of versatility. You know, I think for cornerbacks, you know, that's what kind of can get in fits is, you know, not only being athletic, but, you know, being able to run routes, you know, knowing how to run routes, you know, knowing how to make their job, you know, create havoc for the DBs, you know, and that's something that I've done a lot of as far as just studying film, you know, for me, enhancing my game, you know, in different parts as far as watching a lot of receivers, seeing what a lot of receivers do. You know, I'm a bigger guy, but, you know, for me, I love watching football, you know, so I watch guys like Odell, Antonio Brown, and see certain things that some of the smaller guys bring to the table and try to implement them into my game. You know, I mean, I'm not as small as those guys, you know, and I have a little bit different skill set, you know, but I know in some fashion I could take some things from some smaller guys' game and put it into mine.
Who was your role model growing up?
I was a big Randy Moss fan.
Who